The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Let me just very quickly here check and see if there's an update over at STL Today. My friends at, oh my goodness, they did a story. Look at that. I'm impressed. They just cleared the story about what happened at Shrewsbury Sky Zone. And let's see how they covered this here. Hundreds of kids mob 6-7 day at Shrewsbury Sky Zone sparked several fights. Fights broke out at the Sky Zone here on Sunday after hundreds of juveniles. Let me just tell you real quickly here. They were not white juveniles, all right? That's left out of the mix here. Crowded outside of a business for a 6-7 day event. Shrewsbury police responded to Sky Zone around 3:42 p.m. where 300 to 350 unaccompanied juveniles, not white juveniles, were waiting in line outside the indoor trampoline park. So they say that the crowd of 10 to 17-year-olds broke out. I read you the news release on this. There was literally, this is what happened. There was a 12-year-old kid from Florissant in North County that jumped in an Uber and grabbed a knife because she saw the fights on social media and she wanted to be part of the fights. That's awesome, right? Now, I'm going to look here, and I don't think there's any race that's mentioned. And you know damn well that if it was a bunch of white kids from Chesterfield or Baldwin that were involved in this, oh, my God, we'd have stories everywhere about that. And we'd identify those kids as white troublemakers, right? No one wants to mention the race here. No one wants to be honest. I had a very interesting reaction and interaction on the internet because I posted the Shrewsbury news release and I said, gosh, I wonder what particular demographic was involved in the complete takeover of Sky Zone. They went into the Walmart, into the Aldi. They started throwing things at police. So somebody on Twitter said, I'm not one who believes in avoiding relevant information for the sake of being PC, but your post, pointing to me, has no redeeming value to the issue. It's purely to incite racial animosity and only appeals to the bottom feeders of the internet. Well, I posted the video of all the white kids, of which I don't see very many at all, and I said, damn white kids everywhere. I'm sure it's Baldwin and Chesterfield. The redeeming value for this idiot who responded to me on the internet is telling the effing truth. If you're not smart enough to realize how much this would be covered if the races were reversed, I cannot help you. This was a mob, it was out of control, and no one wants to tell the truth about it. Where the hell are the parents? Where's the parent of the 12-year-old kid that grabbed a knife and jumped into an Uber? It's outrageous that this is happening. And Sky Zone has to accept some responsibility because they threw this 6-7 event and they didn't get any added security. And it's 90 degrees. So what? It's summer. That's cited, though. It's hot, summer, trouble, ripe for trouble. No, there's something there that's ripe for trouble, and I think we all know what it is. I'm so sorry, John Ziegler. I had to get that off my chest. I know you're usually the one that's yelling at my listeners, not me. How are you this afternoon?
I'm all right, Mark. I totally understand your anger over that. I mean, we have to be very wary of these Asian and Jewish kids causing problems.
Dude, this is a Sky Zone that my daughter goes to sometimes twice a week. I mean, this is...
How did you not laugh at that, Mark? How did you not laugh at what I just said?
No, I know. I heard you. Believe me. But I'm pissed about it all. And I get what your point is. And that's kind of the point that I'm trying to make because it's ridiculous. All right. So I did not make the... You're going to be impressed with me, John, because I learned from you over the years. We've known each other. I did not make the mistake the last few weeks, as there was a lot of effort to prop up Spencer Pratt as someone who could legitimately win this race in L.A. But I remember my friend John Ziegler told me that that ain't going to happen, and in fact, that didn't happen. Now you have allegations of cheating, etc. Admittedly, this thing that you do in California, the way you vote, is just crazy. But how would you, before we get to the governor's race, how would you just analyze what happened with the numbers coming in for this other progressive?
Well, this has become a very complex situation that I somehow become embroiled in. In fact, I'm currently booked to be a live guest on CNN to discuss this tonight, which will be very, very interesting, assuming that that happens.
Interesting.
I'm the only conservative in America who was outspoken in saying that it is crazy to even consider that Spencer Pratt could possibly be the next mayor of Los Angeles. I believe that MAGA influencers on X got duped and or were grifting and created a false momentum, an astroturfing for a campaign that never had any chance. People didn't understand basic math. That's how this began, Mark. People don't understand basic math. If a post on X gets 5 million impressions, that means that statistically only a couple of maybe 10 to 20,000 of them were actual voters in the Los Angeles primary, because that's just the small percentage of Los Angeles voters in the context of the entire country. Not to mention that there is a massive, like 7-to-1 Democrat to Republican advantage in the city of Los Angeles. Not to mention that we already went through a situation in 2022 where we had the perfect alternative candidate, a guy by the name of Rick Caruso, former Republican Democrat, yeah, with lots of experience, tons of money, made himself a household name, spending tens and tens of millions of dollars.
And still lost.
He made the runoff and lost by 10 points to a non-incumbent. And before she became Mayor Karen Bass. So there was never any chance that this was going to happen. But now, instead of admitting that they were duped or they were grifting or they were dumb and they're just a bunch of MAGA morons who bought into a false narrative, now we have to face save. And we have to come up with and concoct a theory that, no, if it hadn't been for corruption and voter rigging, then Spencer Pratt would have at least made the runoff and probably would have won the whole thing on his own, which there's no evidence for. There's no logic for. President Trump has thrown gasoline on this fire because it helps his own narrative that every time he loses, it's actually rigged. And the reality is I'm in this, you know, this one person on an island, the only conservative saying, can we please care about facts and logic and be consistent and understand the basics of politics, understand the basics of math. But we're not living in that world anywhere.
No, I know.
Mark.
Well, you know, we've been away from that. Look, I'm not a stolen election person in any way, shape or form. Having said that, I know that there's fraud. And you even admit, look, you're shouting from the rooftops. You hate the way that this universal mail-in balloting takes place in California. But that doesn't mean it's rigged, right?
Mark, thank you for mentioning that, because that's what's so strange for me to be in this position. There is literally nobody in California who hates Gavin Newsom more than I do, who hates universal mail-in balloting more than I do. It is inherently vulnerable to minor fraud. And when I say fraud, I mean, like, you cannot tell me that elderly and newly dead people don't have their younger relatives come in and steal their votes and cast the ballots for them when they're just hanging around the house. That has to happen. But I don't believe that that's evidence of widespread, you know, election rigging or stealing or fraud. It's on the margins. I hate it. I can't stand it. But there is the idea that there was even any logic for this is completely outside the realm of rationality, because Karen Bass, the mayor, the current incumbent mayor, the head of the Democratic establishment in Los Angeles, desperately needed Spencer Pratt to be in this runoff. Mark, I think she's going to lose in November.
Well, that was going to be my next question. So, who is this other person? Because I don't know much about her.
Nithya Raman.
Okay.
And so she comes. She's a city councilwoman. She's a socialist. She's Mondani 2.0, which is what happened here. In the last moments of this campaign, a lot of younger Democrats looked around and go, wait a minute, we got Karen Bass, the fires. She's not, you know, we don't really like her. And it's Spencer Pratt. Isn't there any other sort of option? And this, she happens to be Indian. She's attractive. She's a city councilwoman. She's super progressive. There was an LA Times poll that indicated she was beating Pratt and almost beating Bass, losing by 1 point in the last week of the campaign. And all of a sudden, all these people that were waiting to figure out who they were going to vote for hadn't cast their ballots yet, because we got a gubernatorial race that was very muddied. And so all of a sudden, at the very end, they all voted for Raman. And now I think Bass is cooked.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. So that means it's worse for LA, right? Just when you thought things couldn't get worse, they will get worse.
It's actually going to get worse for all of us, because if you follow this, Mark, here's the scenario that's most likely from here. Again, there's some ifs in this, but Raman, if I'm right, is now going to be the new Mondani. The media is going to fall in love with her. All the younger people in LA are going to be able to claim that they're in favor of accountability for the wildfires. They're going to get rid of Bass. They're going to put the Mondani 2.0 in. She's mayor during the Olympics. She's a national celebrity. And in 2034, she's the heavy favorite to be the gubernatorial candidate for California. She's the second most important or powerful person in the country. When if Spencer Pratt hadn't won, no one would have heard of her.
Well, that's probably true. All right, now, this is where I'm worried about the next question. This is my political observation from the middle of the country here, all right? It seems like Steve Hilton's story might be just a little different, that he does have a chance, or are you going to tell me I'm stupid, he has no chance?
Well, first of all, the fact that Steve Hilton is apparently going to make the runoff it completely destroys the entire election rigging.
Well, I agree with you on that, yes.
Scenario. So how is it they let Steve Hilton get through?
I know.
How did Steve Hilton?
John, stop.
Steve Hilton,
don't use logic. Don't use logic.
Commentator. Mark, this is important. How did a Fox News commentator beat a guy who spent $200 million of his own money, who's a very progressive socialist liberal, who every media outlet in the state desperately needed to win because he's going to keep spending his own money on the race? How did that happen if the election was rigged?
Yeah, again,
how did that happen?
You can't use logic. You cannot use logic
okay,
with people.
But to answer your question, I'm never going to say you're stupid, Mark, because you're a very smart guy. But there is zero chance.
Really?
Zero. Less than Spencer Pratt chance of Steve Hilton winning a statewide election against Javier Becerra. Zero. Becerra could die and Hilton would not win.
Oh, my God. I lost some money because of this, because I placed some wagers with my roundtable panel. I got 3-1 odds, but it sounds like I'm going to lose a couple hundred bucks. I'm going to hold out hope. At least I didn't bet on Spencer
Hilton
Pratt.
Winning the entire state.
I said there's a chance, and we were talking, and I said I think that he's tapped into something. So, look.
Tapped into what?
I told you were going to tell me I was stupid. So, look, I admitted it, right?
Thank you for acknowledging temporary insanity.
Yes,
if nothing,
I'm self-aware, okay?
I appreciate that very much.
I realize that. So should Donald Trump be going to the Knicks game tonight?
I actually don't think so. It's very unusual for me to be agreeing with Stephen A. Smith, but I think it's selfish. It's narcissistic.
Yeah.
A basketball arena is a very different animal than a football arena. And I just think it's disruptive, and I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Well, I mean, to a certain extent, I give him a little bit of credit because he does know sports, and you know, he knows the history of the Knicks, and he was a Knicks fan.
Sports better than he understands politics.
Well, okay, we might be able to say that. And on that front, so you know, because I've really been pushing back on a lot. He doesn't seem, you know, a week ago today he calls BB crazy. There's, you know, rockets that get fired out of Iran. Lebanon gets hit by Israel. There's no military response by the U.S. And I guess he's still holding out hope that there's going to be some sort of deal. I just, John, I know I'm naive on California. I just don't see a deal being made with this regime in any way, shape, or form that ends this in a way that they hand over the enriched uranium.
I think you're right, because I think there's been a fundamental miscalculation. And that is, I think Trump thought, or somebody around him thought, that the Iranians were rational actors. They're not. They're not rational actors. They have a superpower. Their superpower is called... they don't give a damn.
Yeah.
They do not give a damn about the things that we care about. And you cannot deal with people like that in rational terms. And so we are going to win every battle, and we're going to lose this war. It's just a matter of how badly and when.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST. Podcast at GRUNS.co.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Are you finding that, because I'm seeing a bit of a pattern, do you see more of the conservative pundits kind of coming out against this at this point? Because I think there's a bit of an evolution happening right now.
Well, I was actually in favor of this at the beginning, because I'm of the belief that Iran should not be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. I'm actually amazed that Donald Trump has chosen that hill to at least politically somewhat die on, and I'm fine with that if that was the goal of this. But I think that it was not properly thought through, and I think the smarter move would have been to delay the process of them getting a nuclear weapon and not completely disrupt your entire administration or in the international economy for very little gain. I think I was wrong. I had too much faith in people like Marco Rubio around President Trump that they would understand the reality here and they would think it through. This was not thought through.
I think Marco Rubio might understand the reality. I just don't think he can communicate it with the president. I'm very confused as far as what, you know, a lot of the reaction and some of the things that they're doing. By the way, one other thing, just because I noticed, and I'm trying to find this on your site right now, because I think I just retweeted it. We have a WNBA player, Breonna Turner, who's not going to put the USA 250 patch on her uniform, huh? Taking a stand because they weren't free 250 years ago. There's no progress on race relations. Jim Crow 2.0 or whatever, right? That's unbelievable.
It is literally unbelievable, but it's yet another indication of why the WNBA is never going to be a real league taken very seriously. It's unbelievable. It's incredibly sad when I'm pretty sure you remember the 200th anniversary, the bicentennial.
I do. Where I was 11 years old, the same age as my daughter. Yeah.
Wait, I remember it very well. Way before the presidency of Barack Obama, right?
Yes.
There was nowhere near. I realize we look at the past with rose-colored glasses. There was nowhere near that kind of level of disunity when it comes to the bicentennial as there is for the 250th.
And it's sad. I thought there'd be, you know, a little bit more here heading in, and they seemingly have kind of screwed up the concert. I think there's no way to describe that.
Kind of.
Yeah, I know. I'm being nice there. I really am. There was something else, John, that I was going to ask you about that I saw today, and I wasn't sure. Well, first of all, Clay Travis leaving OutKick. What do you know anything about that?
You know, I've asked people I know there, and I've not gotten a response. You know, Clay is somebody who's been greatly frustrating to me because, long story short, his boss is somebody I used to work with a long time ago, and I wanted to talk with Clay about a couple of issues, and he refuses to even get on the phone with me.
Really?
Afraid of me, I think. And I really don't think he's a very smart guy. He's actually longtime Democrat. People don't seem to understand that. And his voting history is very Democratic. And he's wrong a lot. He was wrong about Spencer Pratt, among other things. But, you know, I guess he's going to be a Fox News contributor now. So, you know, more power to him.
Yeah. Well, I thought he already was a Fox News contributor. Yeah, I was a little confused.
Again, I agree with you. I had the same instinct. There's something that we're missing from this story, and I haven't found out what that is yet.
How was your golf tournament last week? Did you do okay?
Mediocre at best.
Oh, come on. Step it up, Zig. Step it
70,
up.
74, 76, 11th place. Not very good.
Well, you combine those two scores, you basically will have what I'll shoot at Belrive a week from tomorrow, probably about 150, the way the rough has grown out there for the BMW Championship. Zig, always great to have you on. Thank you. We'll talk soon. All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com. Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.